It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, why does Linda always have to mow her lawn when you and I are having wine time?
Yeah, better question. Why doesn't Mr. Linda mow the lawn?
Oh, well, he hasn't worked in a very long time. Kind of reminds me of someone else I know.
Who? Is it someone I know?
Oh, you don't know who I'm talking about?
No.
Have you ever heard of an innuendo?
Oh, that Cuban guy? Yeah, he's pretty lazy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Text Talk Back feature is up and running. WJFK1. Send along a text. It's rocking today.
Yeah. Hot, baby, hot.
What's in Rob's pants? It's an F-stick. That's, you know.
Yeah, well, technically.
Game over. It's a scar in Rob's pants. Now, everybody wants to play this texting, but we're going to do it with the real phones.
You know, I can't find my scar anymore.
You can't? Well, that's good. Congratulations.
You did a great job with my vasectomy.
So very happy for
the
you.
The IMers have stepped up today, too, and they, by the way, say they can kick the asses of the texters.
What do we have from the IMers today, Rob?
Oh, my favorite is from a guy who says he has not missed a single edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. Been listening before that, but hasn't missed a single Mike O'Mara Show.
I can't even say
you
that.
You can't even say that, Rob. Yesterday, this guy's power went out. He went out and bought an $800 generator and still has not missed an episode of the Mike O'Mara
That's
Show.
Excellent.
Bravo!
Yeah.
Bravo! Well, get his address, send him a t-shirt. Yeah. I like that. That's good. Here's another text. We've got gas in Pensacola, Florida, $2.25 a gallon.
Wow.
Oh, followed by, I'm horny for Mike. Andy. Hi, Andy.
Wow, that's very nice. Is it A&D-I, I hope?
does Rob have the wonderful European dessert?
I can't read it. Can I come see it at least?
What's in Rob's pants is a gay man's dream. Oh, I've got him cycling every 30 seconds, so I gotta go back
any
to
man's dream.
I have no European dessert in my pants.
Let me see. So let me get this straight. This is another text. The hottie stiffs you, but this C makes it in. Wow. David from F Stick Ramento. I get the sense from our listeners in Sacramento. Just a little anger
this week,
and I think it's because we're having the party here.
Yeah.
You know, not that I would love to have a lovely, you know, Halloween party in Sacramento, but, you know, the airfare, the mm-hmm. company's just not going to pay
for it. Well, you know what? Maybe in Sacramento, maybe something's going on at the Applebee's. You can get together.
Go to the
Applebee's. They can have their own party. Sure.
All right, let me see. Hey, Mike, I work for a Borders bookstore near San Francisco, and we're doing a donation drive during November. Today, we had to find a charity to sponsor A, and then it just cuts off. I hate it when that happens. Shouldn't have read it in the
first
place.
Well, you know what? If it didn't get cut off, I can recommend the Fisher House as a great charity.
Absolutely.
If you're looking for
one. Please do that. All right, hold on a second. There was one more that I wanted to get here. All right, hold on. Wait a minute. All right. No, that's not it.
The search continues.
Oh, man, I want to find it.
So this is the instant
I know
text
it's in Rob's pants. It's an unfilled prescription. God, I tell you, I have to stop him from cycling every 30 seconds because it's crazy.
You gotta slow down. If you want to add and make it cycle even faster, WJFK1, and that's the number one, isn't it, Buzz?
That's right.
Yeah, it's just WJFK and the number one.
It's just that simple.
And you, too, can add to the list of excellence.
There was one that I want. I'm sorry, guys. I hate to do it.
Not at all.
You know, it's not Little Hitler. Anyway, that's it. Okay, we're going to play
Little Hitler.
Is it Little Hitler?
It is not. I do not have Little Hitler in my pants.
All right. Very good. All right, we're back, and now it's time to play.
Yeah.
Guess what's in Rob's pants?
Yes.
If you're calling locally, you'll be playing for a pair of tickets to the first annual Boobesh, our RIP passes, rather. They're not tickets. Everyone's invited.
Everyone's in.
The public can come.
It's an upgrade, is all it is.
People hear that, they get confused.
I know.
So, and also, if you're calling from outside of the area, we'll give you a $25 gift card to Hooters.
Ooh.
Your headquarters for football this season. Do football the Hooters way and let them cater your football party. Details at Hooters.com.
All right, people.
This is the way it works. You call in, you have a question, and then you are allowed to guess. And the person that's successful gets the prize.
All right, people.
Now, before I put it in my pants, may I present it to you?
Yes, please.
I hold in my hands.
Present, Rob.
The item that I will be putting in my pants.
That's a good item.
Oh, thank you. My God.
Now, there are many ways that you can be very specific.
May I see it and examine
it? Of course.
Yes. Let me examine.
It has not yet been in my pants.
May I examine what's going to be in your pants?
Mike wants to hold what's going to be in Rob's pants.
It's very nice.
Thank you.
Mike, I just wanted to say that.
Feeling it, holding it,
yeah.
Examining it,
now,
gripping it.
Now, don't confuse this with what is Buzz fondling. This is a different game.
Right. All right, take it back, Rob.
Okay, Rob is now going to put the item in his pants.
Put it in your pants, Rob. Go ahead.
I better be careful.
Take your time now. Hey, listen, that might
I was
been.
Almost Jewish again.
That might have been an inadvertent clue.
Yeah, a couple.
Okay.
Right, is it in your... That's gross.
It's in my pants.
It's in his pants. Let's play the game. Let's go to Phil in Herndon. Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. Are you ready
to
play?
Never better.
Are you ready to play Guess What's in Rob's Pants?
Do the best I can.
All right. It's always tough, of course, at the early stages of the game, Phil, but we'll need a question and then a guess.
Okay, Rob, can you wear it?
Yes, you can.
Is it a yarmulke?
No, I do not have a yarmulke in my pants.
Sorry about that. Thanks for calling in, Phil. Mike Ashburn, Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, Rob, what color is it?
It's got to be a yes-no question.
It's got to be a yes-no question. I should have specified that at the beginning.
You could ask me a specific color, and I can tell you if it is that color.
Is it clear?
It is not clear.
Now we need a guess from you, Mike and Ashburn.
Where? Is it a pocket knife?
That is not a pocket knife in my pants. Thank you. You know, Buzz always helps me with phrasing. Buzz, I couldn't do it without
Eric
you, buddy.
Eric in Gaithersburg, welcome to the show. It's time to play Guess What's in Rob's Pants. We need a question followed by a guess.
Do we need to take any articles of clothing to play this game as we do in the past?
No, absolutely not. This
game requires no respect whatsoever.
Your call, Eric.
Okay.
This is really the equivalent on the radio of taking those little darts and throwing them at the balloons at the carnival.
Right.
That's exactly the level of skill that's required to play this game. But we need a question and a guess, Eric.
Okay, from a fellow vasectomite, is it made of cloth?
It is not made of cloth.
Okay, is it a microphone?
That is not a microphone in my pants.
Sorry about that, Eric. Let's move along here to Michael.
Next victim.
Michael, where are you calling from?
Manassas. I was living in a devil town.
All right, Michael, we're going to need a question and a guess from you.
Okay. Is it edible?
It is not.
What's in Rob's pants is not edible. But again, Kerry has known that for a long time.
Hey.
It's old news.
Trust me.
Now we need a guess.
Please.
All right.
Come on, Michael. Really, stop working at Manassas speed for me. Come on, move.
Okay, is it a Dolomite cassette tape?
That is not a Dolomite cassette tape in my pants. Goodbye, jackass.
Let's go to Sarah, who's on I-95. Hi, Sarah.
Pretty.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. We're going to need a question and a guess as we play.
Is it sharp?
Boy, it's not.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. No, I'm saying no to you, Rob Spiewak. You've got to be honest with the.
Isn't. It is not sharp.
It's not sharp.
See, I think you're conjuring there.
You see, that's what I said. It's a gray area.
It's a very gray area.
I have a gray area in my pants.
Rob loves to confuse the listeners. All right, I
play the game. That's what's in Rob's
I know. All right, Sarah, we need a guess.
All right. Is it a name tag?
That is not a name tag in my pants, but thank you for the interest.
Thank you very much.
Of what's in my pants.
Ken in Chico, California. Ken. How are things in Chico, Ken? Hey, Ken! Hello, Ken!
Hello, Rob.
That was Mike saying hello. Yes. We need a question. We need a question and a
guess. I appreciate that.
Is it Nazi memorabilia?
He's in Chico, Mike.
Ass. All right, let's go to Greg in Sacramento.
It's always that way when we play Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
Hi, Greg.
Hello, sir.
Need a question and a guess for What's in Rob's Pants.
Does it fit in a plastic bag?
Does it fit in a plastic bag?
Yes.
What size plastic bag?
Yeah, you got to specify the size of plastic bag.
Oh, Jesus. Can I just make a guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it the cremated remains of Bunny the dog?
That is not cremated remains of Bunny the dog in my pants.
Go answer the phone.
But well played, jackass.
Thank you very much. Ryan in Columbia, Maryland. Hello, another Ryan. Lots of Ryans.
Sure are.
They're
a common name.
They're all called Ryan.
How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
I'm doing good, too. Ryan, we need a question.
Ryan.
A question and a guess for what's in Rob's pants.
Good luck, hey, Ryan.
Hey, Rob, is it related to Halloween?
It is.
We have progress. We have progress. Now we need a guess, Ryan.
Is it a toy spider?
That is not a toy spider in my pants.
Thank you very much, Ryan. And I will tell everybody, that was a really, really good segment
That
there.
Was a very, very
I like
good
that phone call. Let's Delightful. Go to Dustin in the state of Maine. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, what's going on?
Rob, be nice to the callers.
I know.
Dustin, we need a question and a guess.
Is it a toy?
Yes, it is.
Is it a toy?
Yes, it is.
The answer is yes.
But that doesn't count as your guess.
No.
No, okay. That's his question.
All right, you see, there's where I was confused.
Is it, so do I guess right now?
Yes, you guess right now. Come on, Dustin, you dumbass.
Right now.
Is it a toy knife?
Judges?
Mike?
I say no.
I say no, but we have to be fair. Dustin, you're getting screwed here, but everybody else that's calling in should know we are dangerously close.
Yes. You're
warm. That is not Dustin, a toy knife in my pants.
But Dustin, I'm putting you, Dustin, I'm going to put you on hold and give you a T-shirt, okay? Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Because you helped everybody else out. Good job. That's the only hint we need to give right now. And that's good. I like it when we don't have to give hints.
Leave it there.
Let's go to Jamie. Is it Jamie?
Jimmy.
That's what we thought.
Of course it is.
Jimmy in Kansas. How are you, Jimmy?
I'm good.
Would you like a question and a guess for Mr. Spiewak?
Is it possession of Mike's?
No, it does not belong to Mike.
Now we need a guess, Jamie, or Jimmy.
Let's go toy axe.
That is not a toy axe in my pants.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Randy, Springfield, Virginia. Hi, Randy.
This is fun.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great. We need a question and a guess. We're winding down here.
Is it orange?
It is not orange.
All right, I'll take a guess. Pumpkin cutter.
That is not a pumpkin cutter in my pants. But you know what? That is the most effective way to keep all those Halloween insects off you.
Let's go to Brad in Winchester, Virginia. Hi, Brad.
What's happening, guys?
All right, do we check out the big brain on Brad? We need a question and a guess.
Is it plastic?
It is plastic.
Would it be a toy gun?
That is not a toy gun in my pants.
Oh, so close.
Good
so
job,
far.
Brad.
Moving on down the line, let's go to Frank in Fairfax. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Frank?
Good.
Good. Would you like to guess?
Frank?
Would you like to ask a question and then guess?
Please, sir. Is it black?
Parts of it are black.
Good answer.
Is it a rubber knife?
That is not a rubber knife in my pants.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to TJ in Sacramento. How you doing, TJ?
It's TJ.
TJ.
TJ is not there. Is AWOL. Let's go to Danny in Stafford, Virginia. Hello, Danny.
Sit down, Danny.
What up, fellas?
All right, we need a question and a guess, Danny. We're getting down to the wire here.
All right, is it made to look like metal?
Yes, it is.
Is it a hook hand?
That is not a hook hand in my pants.
Hook hand.
Good guesses all.
I really don't think we're at a point where we need to give a clue yet. They keep dancing around.
Yeah, they are dancing around it. We don't need to give a clue. Let's go to David in King George, Virginia. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. Is it an assault
toy? Hold on a second. You get a question before you guess.
I think that was his question.
What was his question?
I didn't hear, but it sounded like it was headed to being a question.
Yeah, my question is it an adult toy?
No.
Now we need a guess.
A genital wart.
That is not a genital wart in my pants. And you get your wish. I said what you wanted me to say.
John in Spotsylvania. And if people pay attention to the other guesses and questions, you know, you'd be very close right now and you'd be able to dance around it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a hint out.
All right.
The hint out is that we've come very close.
Yeah.
Very close. Remember when we were having that big dilemma, okay?
It's like when you're driving a place. You've gone past the address. You need to turn the car around.
Right. John in Spotsylvania, need a question and a guess from you.
Yes, sir. Does the Grim Reaper hold it?
No, he doesn't. Or she doesn't.
Now we need a guess.
Now, my guess is going to be, is it an axe?
No, it is not an axe in my pants.
Let's go to Foster in Springfield. Hello, Foster.
Foster Brooks.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Foster.
Super.
We're referencing a guy that was last on television like in 1978.
Right. The Smothers Brothers.
We need a question and a guess.
Is a toy a commonly used weapon?
Yes, it is.
Axe and knife took it. Is it a toy? A pair of toy scissors.
Toy scissors.
You moron.
That is not a jackass in my pants.
Sorry, Foster.
Silly guy.
David, where are you calling from?
Manassas. I was living
in a devil town. We need a question and a guess from you, David.
Okay. Is it silver in color?
Yes. Partly. Some of it is silver.
Partly.
Is it a plastic sword?
That is a plastic sword in my pants.
Yes.
And to be quite specific, it is a pirate-styled cutlass that my daughter will be carrying tomorrow as a pirate when she trick-or-treats.
Man, David, how long ago did you get it? Did you get it when the guess about a knife came in?
Pretty much after the plastic knife question.
Very good.
That was the time you should have gotten it.
Well, David, you were really listening, and would you want to? I've got the choice for you. You can either get the Hooters gift certificate, or you can get the RIP passes. What do you want?
What about the Hooters gift certificates? Can't make it to the premiere tomorrow.
I have a $25 gift card to Hooters, your headquarters for football. This season, do football the Hooters way and let them cater your football party. Details at Hooters.com. Also, I've got another prize for you. Pass for two to see the new movie Blindness, starring Mark Ruffalo and Julianne Moore at any AMC theater in the Washington, D.C. area. Also, you get a copy of 30 Rock Season 2. Pick up your copy today. And you get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt made of 100% cotton and a salute to this business of show, all because David, from Deviltown, you were smart enough to pay attention. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll put you on hold, and you can talk to the lovely Beth Ann McBride.
Gentlemen,
thank you, David.
That was a great round of Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
I liked it because we really didn't have to give a definitive hint. We've always had to do that before.
And you know why I like it? It's because people really do win on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And I liked it because we got to see you put the sword down your pants.
And take it out.
All right, big fun. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll open the audio vault and have our last look at news of the afternoon right after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.